Let's hit it, guys. Here we go. This is Seamus at Home, episode 2. Oh, yeah, so how are you guys doing? This is Seamus here. Yeah, I've had a pretty good week. It's Friday, and school's over, and it's just great to be me today. I just find that Fridays are always really good. I'm excited. It's going to be a great week. So, yeah. I have a couple shout-outs today. I had a request for a shout-out by Scar, XScar-9999X, and he wants to do a request to himself, a shout-out to himself, a shout-out to Apai, Odd Six, Darken, and all the members at Gamer In Depth. So, all you guys, we support you, and thanks for supporting the podcast and being such a big help for Scar. I'm going to do a shout out right here. I only have a couple shout outs right now, but I'm gonna do It's Jimbo, X Lawn Boys X, all the people at PlayStation Home Today, which I joined this week to help support PlayStation Home in every single possible way I could. Yeah, PlayStation Home Today is pretty cool. We got, I'm gonna do another shout out to Ice and Spice, Wizard Dragon, Sly Gemini 73. Who else? Luxfan 85. Kendon Cruel. Jerry. King of Games. Plenty of people. I'm going to do a shout out to everyone at Alpha Zone 4. You've been doing a great job there. Getting us the updates for PlayStation Home. We got all the guys on the PlayStation.com US forums. Pretty cool stuff they got going there. The daily forum parties hosted by Aunt J. Ramal. I'm going to do a shout-out to him. Shout-out to Locust. He's a guy who practically does everything for PlayStation Home and supports the forums on PlayStation.us.com. Yeah, so contents for today. We already did the shout-outs. We're going to have an interview of Scar, which it's not voice, but it's text. We got a big event hosted by Seamus at Home for November 27th. This is the first part of it we'll have. I'll get more information later. Yeah, we have not a lot of big news except for the delay yesterday. Maintenance was very long, and I found it very annoying. So, yeah, tonight's going to be fun. I'm going to be going down to the youth center, playing some Xbox, some PS3, and uploading this podcast so you guys can hear it. So, yeah, let's get to the interview with Scar. So, the first question I actually asked Scar was, why do you love using the international servers on Home? And he just said to me, it was like, I remember what he said now. It was, I like the things international because I get to react with people that might have a different culture than me and see the different things that the different servers on PlayStation Home include and pretty much compare them. I asked him how he found out about Gamer In Depth, and he said I was talking to Darken, the Hammies, the Homelings. And he was in the community theater, which is where most of the people at Gamer In Depth, got the news. Scar is a big supporter of, the PlayStation Home international servers. He's on Asia, Europe, America, and Japan. You can find him on Japan as Dr. Fake. America, Scar, XScar-9999X. I forget the other two. I'll probably get them mixed up if I said it, so I'm not going to say it to you guys. Yeah, Scar is a big friend of mine on the forums. We talk a lot. We do a lot of reacting on the threads that he posts. It's pretty cool, the stuff he does. So, yeah, he's been telling me stuff about a bunch of different things that the different PlayStation Home international servers provide. I heard that Irem, as you guys know, Irem Square and Seaside Memories, the whole thing has expanded on Japan Home and Asia Home, when each on Irem there's six spaces on Japan and Asia, which they have like a shopping street, they have a cafe, I think it is, but it's pretty cool the kind of stuff they have. Yeah, I tried out Japan Home. I don't think I can do the international service because the languages sometimes don't do it right with me, so I just stay with America Home, which is Canadians, Americans, some Mexicans, you got Brazilians, all those people, all on home. I think that's enough people maybe to get enough support for this podcast. And if you guys are in Japan listening to this, thank you. Even though you probably not know a word I'm saying, I thank you. You're just listening to it, and that's all that matters. Oh, yeah, and thanks to everyone who listens to this podcast. The support has been great. Before this week, I didn't even know I was going to do it, so the support was just too big for me to stop, so thanks, guys. It's going to keep on going. So, it's Friday. I love just telling you guys this. It's Friday. It's one of the best times of the week. It is the best time of the week because there's so many things going on. So if you guys would like doing any shout-outs, as I said, for Gamer and for Seamus at Home, just request them on the thread. It's under non-official GI Productions on GamerInDepth.net, which I tell you is the best gaming forum in the world. Face it. So yeah, I like the feedback you guys gave me on episode 1 on the forums. I really appreciate that. I would love some feedback on episode 2 if that's okay, because episode 2, I need to know what kind of things you want me to change for the near future or even the far future. I don't know yet. Another shout out to Amazing Music. He's going to listen to my podcast, and he's considering making me a theme song. If you guys didn't know, Amazing Music is a PlayStation Home user, and he actually wrote the theme song for Gamer in Depth, which is Everyone Gather Around. It's one of the best songs I've ever heard, ever. Not just the fact that it's about video games, but it's the best song I've heard ever, because the beats go great. It's all in tune, which, thanks, Amazing Music. You made a great theme song for Gamer in Depth. In my mind, the best gaming form in the world. So yeah, I also want to tell you guys, get involved with PlayStation Home today. It's great. You can get into events, clubs. Just get involved with the community around PlayStation Home. The best place to go is PlayStation Home today. Yeah, you got members, really big supporters and members on there. You got Darken, you got Ice and Spice, you got a bunch of people, NJ Ramal, Kinden Cruel, all on PlayStation Home today. Now, I'm going to do a little advertisement here. If you guys would like to get involved with any groups on PlayStation Home, and if you want people to come to your group on PlayStation Home, you can advertise here. I'll just advertise it myself, just saying what you guys want. Say you are a group called Big Boys Got Dogs in the House, and you say you want to advertise it, and there's things you want to do for your group and how to get involved with it, you just put that info here, and I'll say it on the podcast. So yeah, if Saturdays are a good day for you, I'd say right now you should get involved with Hamster Freedom. I'm doing a little shout out for you guys, Hamster Freedom. You can get involved with them by meeting with them on Saturdays, mostly in the Namco Recreation Center. That's practically where they are at the start every single time. You can get in contact with Darken12NL, Kinden Cruel, Luxran85, all ways for you to get involved with Hamster Freedom. They meet on Saturday. It's around 8 o'clock p.m. Atlantic, so 7 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, it's a great group. I've hung out with them before. I might join them as soon as I get the hamster head. I know that sounds funny. I'm waiting until Christmas to get a PSN card. Then I probably will get the hamster head and join these guys because they are a big team they got there. So, yeah. Homelings, you can go to Nudic Space. Fluidic Space, I must say. Or I forget what it is. Just search Homeling on Google. You'll get to them. Now, for advertising Seamus at Home, I will be holding a countdown to Christmas event thing that has a massive amount of parties every single week up until Christmas. We got a party Saturday, November 27th, 2010, 7 p.m. Eastern Time at Hot Shots Golf Space. Now, the whole deal is it's a party every single week. I will be holding it at a desired time and desired space, so it won't be the same space every single time. And if you wanted more information on this, stay tuned in the podcast and following weeks coming up to it. The first party will be on November 27th at Hot Shots Golf, and it will be on the week after that on Sunday, December 5th at Sodium Hub Scorpio's Restaurant. After that will be on December 11th, Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Siren Lounge Space. It's not going to be in the Ward of Despair, but it's going to be in the lounge outside. December 18th, which is also a Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Sully's Bar. And the week after that, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, we'll be in Central Plaza. Which the reason I picked Central Plaza is because it's probably going to be packed, but also full of Christmas decorations. Now, note this, times are due to change. And if you would like to volunteer for a specific party date, please reply on the thread or email me at shade.cr@ns.simpatico.ca. Now, also note, there will be more updates coming up, and just keep tuned to the podcast and the thread, because you will be able to get involved with this. And if you want any more news, just stay to the thread, as I said. You might need to add me as a friend, as ex-Seamus. Also a way to get involved and contact me on PlayStation Home. To hang out with me. Give me ideas of what you want on the podcast. So yeah, I would love if you guys got to that. So, I would also like if you guys were sending me in some pictures, because this is still an audio podcast and that's all it is. But if you guys could send me in some pictures, I could put your pictures on and maybe even your advertisement. Say you have like a banner or a poster, you can just put it on here and I'll share it to whoever I need to share it to. Another big thing I want to say is, Scar, you've been a really big support. Thanks. I would like to talk to you. This might be a little awkward. On PlayStation Home on Saturday, because I need some people to come in and maybe volunteer for some meetings on Seamus at Home. Like, I want to do every Saturday that there is a meeting for people to come in. And the only way I can get people to come in is post on the podcast. So if you would like to attend, please add me on PSN, ex-Seamus, and be sure to stay tuned to the podcast and the forums. And I might even send you a message on PSN directly telling you when the dates are for meetings and what time, so you guys can almost give me ideas of what I should fix for the podcast, almost plan up events, parties, and we might even have like a staff party, you never know. So yeah, I'm having fun on this, okay, I gotta say. I love this. I love this podcast. It's so fun. I don't really have much more to say. Is the fact that I did enjoy the 1.4 update. Must I say that? The whole update 1.4. I don't like changing my status, and I do find that the fact that the movies still don't load that fast. I like how PlayStation Home starts up faster, but I still don't like the part if you go to the theater, it's still going to buffer. Oh, another shout out, okay? Whoever was that DJ gamer dude on the community theater, and if you're hearing this podcast right now, man, you were great. Okay, I'm going to stand up here and do a little reaction to the way he was talking. It was hilarious. PlayStation Move? Dude, what are you talking about, dude? This PlayStation Move is so cool, I can't believe it. The Wii is so far behind. The games are great for PlayStation Move. You can't get those games for these Wiis or whatever you call them. The games, it's all that matters. It's PlayStation Move. It's PlayStation, boy. You get it? So that was a bit awkward, but that's practically how he's talking, and it was hilarious. Shout out to DJ. And so, yeah, we're going to close out this podcast. It was great having you guys listen. Stay tuned to episode 3 next weekend. It's going to be fun. Ciao.